A collection of never-before-seen works of art by Pablo Picasso has surfaced in France. A retired electrician says Picasso gave the artworks to him. Reporter Eleanor Beardsley explains why Picasso's heirs disagree.
The discovery of the 271 heretofore unknown works by the great 20th century master Pablo Picasso made nationwide news. The paintings and drawings had been squirreled away for more than 40 years in a box in the garage of Picasso's electrician. Art critics say they could be worth many millions. 71-year-old Pierre Le Guenec installed burglar alarms at Picasso's houses in the south of France before the artist died in 1973. Yesterday, the retired electrician told French radio how he came by the art.
Monsieur et Madame m'ont donné quelques...
It's very simple. The Mr. and Mrs. gave me some drawings and things one night after work. The missus actually put them in my hands, but that's the story. They just gave them to me. Maybe he was happy about my work.
You didn't steal them, asked the interviewer. Ah, no, insists Le Guenec. That would have been impossible. The electrician then describes with great familiarity the comings and goings of the secretaries and guards in the Picasso household. At one point, Le Guenec's wife chimes in to explain how they kept the art in a box in the garage with their other souvenirs. The existence of the artwork surfaced in September when Le Guenec contacted Picasso's son, Claude Picasso, to get them authenticated. The day following their meeting, Claude Picasso filed a lawsuit against the couple for illegal receipt of the works. Claude Picasso spoke with Vincent Nosse, an art critic who writes for the newspaper Libération, which broke the story yesterday.
They've kept this in secret for 40 years, and now they're saying, oh, it was given to us. No, it's not legal and it's not logical. There is no way that Picasso or his wife would have given some historical pieces like this, especially to someone who was not even a friend of him.
Nosse says the art dates from Picasso's most creative period from 1900 to 1932. It includes lithographs, watercolors and sketches, and a portrait of Picasso's first wife, ballerina Olga Koklova. But the most important pieces are the 9 cubist collages, says Nosse.
It was made in 1912. Picasso was cutting some bits and pieces here and there. He would make sort of little paper and cardboard sculptures. And these are highly valuable. Almost all of these have disappeared.
The collection has been seized by police, and Le Guenec has spent 2 days in detention being questioned. But Nosse says he continues to stick by his story, even though he has altered it a few times.
The fact is that you cannot sue someone for stealing a work of art, even of this importance, so late. That's one big legal problem, and this is probably why the family has waited more than 40 years to show this treasure.
Nosse says a multi-million-dollar legal battle over the ownership of the paintings will now begin, but he says it may be very difficult for the Picasso family to get everything back. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.